The family of a California woman kidnapped while on safari in Uganda says it hopes the U.S. military will step in to help get her home. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The State Department says it is working to secure the release of Kimberly Endicott of Costa Mesa, California, who was abducted Tuesday along with a local driver at gunpoint from Uganda's Queen Elizabeth National Park. Her cousin, Rich Endicott, says he wants to see Navy SEALs sent in to find and rescue his relative. He says he understands the State Department warning against paying ransom, so instead he wants the government and the military to help. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There is a dangerous situation shaping up in Libya this weekend, where the so-called Libyan National Army from the eastern part of the country appears intent on gaining control of the nation. From Reuters, here is Mia Warmersley.
Commanded by Khalifa Haftar, the Libyan National Army said it had taken control of the former international airport by nightfall on Friday. The government claims it has retaken it. The provocative move came as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres departed after meeting Haftar to try to avert a civil war.
With a deep concern and a heavy heart, I still hope it will be possible to avoid a bloody confrontation.
The latest developments have escalated a power struggle that has splintered the nation since the overthrow of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. 75-year-old Haftar casts himself as an opponent of Islamist extremism, but is viewed by opponents as a new Gaddafi.
That report was filed by Mia Warmersley of Reuters. The United States is acknowledging that many of its allies are ignoring its warnings about security risks and allowing Chinese tech giant Huawei to build the next generation of high-speed 5G wireless networks. The trend is said to be especially clear in Southeast Asia. This is VOA News. There was some expressed optimism on Brexit today from Britain's ruling